Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week in technology and culture, there's no shortage of developments making waves in both fields. Let's start with software, as several major frameworks have released feature-packed updates that are fueling conversations about privacy, choice, and user empowerment. Mozilla Firefox 152.0 is one of the most talked about releases this month, partly due to debate over its direction and commitment to privacy. While Firefox has traditionally stood out as a privacy-respecting alternative to Google Chrome, some users are increasingly critical about its recent partnerships and changes. The latest version introduces a refined settings interface, adding a layer of clarity that many users welcome, as well as much-anticipated HDR video support. Looking ahead, Firefox 153 is said to include Vulkan video decoding, promising even better performance for media enthusiasts. Despite these advances, some users have propped up alternative browsers, seeking to uphold the original ideals of open-source software and user-first philosophy. As we see these alternative browsers gain popularity, it's clear privacy concerns are not just a passing trend, they're becoming foundational expectations. On the subject of foundations, Linux 7.2 has dropped, with performance boosts that are making waves especially among heavy users and the enterprise crowd. Key highlights include a rewritten NTFS driver and remarkable improvements for IOPS on EXT4 and XFS file systems, which should be especially noticeable for those working with large volumes of IO-intensive tasks. These sorts of under-the-hood upgrades show just how important the open-source community is when it comes to meeting real-world user demands. More than just performance, usability is getting a giant leap as well. KDE Plasma 6.7, the latest version of this popular desktop environment, now supports independent virtual desktops on multiple screens, a feature set to win over multitaskers and tinkerers alike. The interface is smoother, more reliable, and shows how desktop environments continue to blur the lines between hobby-level hacking and enterprise-grade productivity. Another example is KakiOS's Shelly GUI, an intuitive package manager designed to make software management easier, especially for users new to Linux. If you've ever struggled with package installs or managing system dependencies, tools like these are a breath of fresh air. Diving into storage again, Linux 7.2 includes a set of optimizations for NVMe SSDs that have been widely applauded by users for both speed and reliability. It's small improvements like these that pile up to make open-source operating systems a real contender in professional environments. But not all advances are purely technical. It's also about using technology as a force for resistance and activism. Over in the world of digital activism, Rick Osgood's project providing access to banned literature is gaining international attention. By using distributed technology, Osgood's platform makes it possible for people to read books that are censored or outright banned in their country. It's a practical demonstration of how the internet can bypass authoritarian controls and empower the right to knowledge. Projects like this remind us that technology can support freedom and resist cultural oppression when applied creatively. Another branch of digital activism centers on creating safer online environments for the LGBTQ+ community. With surveillance increasing in many places, developers and activists are doubling down to create platforms and tools that prioritize anonymity, safety, and support. These efforts show the importance of community-driven software, solutions that arise from the needs of people, especially those at risk. Speaking of innovation tailored to need, NHS England just announced a massive deployment of Microsoft Copilot, an AI tool designed to cut back workplace drudgery. After a successful pilot, Copilot will soon serve over 500,000 clinicians and staff, helping streamline everything from discharge paperwork to HR requests. With built-in Copilot Studio, NHS teams can now build custom AI agents without code, meaning less time on admin and more time for patient care. Early reports suggest the tool saves over 100 hours a week in paperwork alone, a dramatic improvement that is already inspiring health systems elsewhere to consider similar adoption. Yet, as we introduce automation, fresh questions pop up around data privacy and the way AI systems are integrated into sensitive environments. Balancing efficiency and privacy will be an ongoing challenge as these innovations scale up worldwide. In the spirit of sustaining the communities that make these tools possible, the Genome Fellowship Program has launched to bring long-term contributors and fresh faces together. It's a bid to keep community-driven projects healthy by fostering both recognition and practical support for contributors. Community isn't just about code, It's about staying involved and investing in the people who keep the wheels of open source turning. Security is always a big topic, especially for open source projects trusted by millions worldwide. The FreeBSD project is taking a forward-thinking approach by deploying large language models to help root out vulnerabilities faster than ever. By automating parts of security reviews, FreeBSD is able to tighten its frameworks while freeing up developers to focus on higher-level engineering. It's a great reminder of how AI doesn't just create new threats, it can be wielded to protect and fortify the software ecosystem as well. Another exciting area is open-source firmware. With new developments in OpenCL and Coreboot shining a spotlight on transparency at the hardware level. With computers increasingly black-boxed by manufacturers, these projects invite scrutiny and collaborative improvement, giving back control to both everyday users and organizations. Transparency in computing environments is crucial, especially when considering supply chain security and backdoor risks. On the AI front, the North Minicode by Cohere is now making waves for software engineering. It's a new 30 billion parameter model that excels at code generation, released in the Hugging Face model library under an Open Apache 2.0 license. North Minicode's benchmarks put it on par with some of the strongest open source coding models in its class, supporting developers with high-quality automated programming. Because it's available for anyone to use and adapt, it lowers the barrier to entry for innovative software creation, particularly in educational settings and startups. Shifting focus. Arch Linux has recently purged thousands of infected packages, a reminder of the never-ending task of maintaining safe and trustworthy repositories. Maintaining this integrity is crucial to keeping the backbone of countless projects and systems clean from malicious code. Apple is also pushing boundaries, with macOS 27 Golden Gate marking a major architectural shift to ARM chips and ceasing support for Intel Macs. This has set off waves among users and developers, as they weigh up the benefits of performance against issues of planned obsolescence. Open data standards are also gaining momentum, with the release of the Open Repair Data Standard, or ORD, enhancing the ability to share repair data across industries. This kind of collaboration is key for making repair information accessible, supporting a circular economy, and extending the useful life of hardware. We've also seen some playful innovation, like the Field Guide to Grid Lanes, which is making interactive resources for developers to master new layout techniques. These smaller creative projects keep the spirit of experimentation alive, vital for both veterans and those just starting their coding journeys. Now turning from tech to government, let's address some developing legislative stories with direct impact on the digital landscape. Section 702 of the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, often known just as FISA, is now under the microscope as lawmakers debate its renewal. This provision currently allows for sweeping surveillance, and privacy advocates are raising the alarm about the need for meaningful reforms. The sticking point is warrantless access to communications data belonging to American citizens, which many see as a troubling overreach. Critics are pushing for stronger protections, a demand backed by digital rights groups across Australia and globally. As this debate unfolds, it's drawing attention to the often blurry boundaries between national security, privacy, and civil liberties. In a parallel development, the U.S. Federal Communications Commission is facing backlash over its proposal for detailed personal data collection on mobile phone ownership. The target is so-called burner phones, which are currently staples for people who need anonymity, whether for journalism, activism, or escaping violence. Critics, including privacy advocates and domestic violence survivors, argue that these new regulations resemble those used in authoritarian states to quash dissent and free speech. These moves raise hard questions. How much privacy are we willing to forfeit in exchange for safety? And for whom? As these legislative discussions unfold, we're reminded that technical progress always intersects with law and societal values. Every time we talk about new technologies, whether that's AI, open source code, or encryption, there are real-world implications for privacy and individual agency. Beyond the headlines, there are also important cultural moments this week, showing how technology and art often walk hand in hand. The work of Manabu Kusaka, a sculptor known for intricate, painstaking pieces, has become a symbol for the persistence of traditional creativity in a world obsessed with digital shortcuts. His latest exhibitions serve as a reminder that craftsmanship, patience, and human touch can have just as much impact as code or silicon. Meanwhile, Fedora's upcoming Flock to Fedora 2026 event is set to gather contributors from around the world, reinforcing the vital role community collaboration plays in open source development. These events are a chance for people to share knowledge, work together, and build lasting projects that outlive any one generation of hardware or software. The interplay of these cultural and technological stories prompts us to reflect. As we move forward, how can we ensure that communities stay empowered, not fragmented? The answer may be engagement, constant involvement in the conversations shaping our digital and civic futures. Whether attending a local developer meetup, taking part in outreach, or contributing to open data initiatives, each action adds up. We can't assume technology alone will solve our challenges. It's about the values we build on top of it. To wrap up, this week's headlines remind us that innovation, privacy, rights, and creativity are all connected. Stakeholders, governments, techies, artists, and everyday users must engage in honest dialogue to steer technology toward the public good. Contributions toward sustaining independent voices in tech and culture matter more than ever as we strive to harmonize new inventions with timeless freedoms. Thanks for listening.